At 6 a.m., there is Dawn at the Alamo featuring members of the San Antonio Living History Association describing events leading up to the battle. The Sons of the Republic of Texas will appear at 10 a.m. for a commemoration ceremony. At 2 p.m., the Alamo chapter of the Daughters of the Republic of Texas will read aloud the names of the fighters who died defending the Alamo. Finally, at 6 p.m. is an event called Remember the Defenders. Living historians will read a letter William B. Travis wrote asking for allies to come help defend the Alamo. The Alamo's Director of Education, Sherry Driscoll, says this is the time of the year when the most dedicated Alamo history buffs visit.
When we have these special programming, or this special programming, it definitely pulls in a different audience.
Many of the events feature reenactors dressed in clothing just like that worn in the Alamo era. Reenactor Jamison Moore, decked out in a top hat and long coat, describes the look.
You're going to get a much better idea of what these guys looked like if you really kind of imagine Jane Austen or, Charles Dickens with a little bit of Wild West thrown in. That's kind of the more of what you want to think about.
Moore says the clothing breathed well and was not as hot or itchy as it looks. So what is the question reenactors get asked most often by visitors?
Where the bathroom is.
All joking aside, the most frequent question from visitors from all over the world is simple. Tell us what happened here. According to the Texas Historical Association, 189 Alamo defenders died. Mexican forces numbered around 1,800 with 600 casualties. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.